Hello, Mina here, back for another episode. I hope your holidays have been amazing and filled with joy. I spent time with family on Christmas Eve and had my parents over for dinner on Christmas. It brings me so much joy to spend time with my family, laughing and having fun. And if your holidays have been less than joyful, I'm sending you my love. Now, before we get started on today's episode, I want to give a shout out to one of the listeners who goes by NickB36 on her Apple review of the podcast. She wrote, "Mina is a caring and compassionate life coach. She has freely shared her story to help others, and her dedication to help other women is very clear in this podcast. It is a great listen." Nicole, thank you very much for your heartfelt review of the podcast and for being an amazing regular listener. Hi, and welcome to the Love Life Now podcast. I'm your host, Mina Eithal, a certified holistic life coach and the founder of Love Life Now Coaching. I'm on a mission to help women find balance and joy in the work they do and the life they live because I used to be you. Over the course of 11 years, I experienced debilitating anxiety as a result of being scrutinized by principals in my career as an elementary classroom teacher. This left me feeling unfulfilled in my career. My clients come to me because they also feel unfulfilled in their careers. We have experienced anxiety about work, the Sunday night scaries or blues as I call it, hitting snooze over and over because we didn't want to start our workday, and lacking confidence in ourselves and our abilities in the workplace. Luckily, I found a way out, and I'd like to share it with you because life is not meant to be wasted away constantly worrying or dreading work, and you're also not meant to overwork yourself to the point of burnout. Instead, you're meant to enjoy and fully embrace joyful moments. In this podcast, I will be discussing what has helped my clients and I find fulfillment in the work we do. There is a way out, and it certainly doesn't have to be spent living with fear, anxiety, or dread for your workday. In fact, I am confident that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do, and you too can look forward to each and every day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Now let's get started. Can you believe 2023 will be here in 2 days? If you aren't listening to this episode on release day, it may already be 2023. And I say this every year, but the year went by so fast. So as the year ends, or if we are already in 2023, when you listen to this podcast, many of us reflect on how the past year went. So how did it go for you? There must have been ups and downs, highs and lows, as well as happy and not so happy moments. We often set a New Year's resolution for what we want to accomplish in the new year. Now, the title of this episode is called Ditch the New Year's Resolutions. So why should you ditch making New Year's resolutions, and why do I believe they don't work? I'm going to tell you. When I Google searched the definition of resolutions, it said, "A resolution is a firm decision to do or not do something." Simply put, New Year's resolutions are something we implement at the beginning of the new year in hopes of improving our lives, but they most likely fail by February. And I am in a self-study course for this business. And through the course, we're encouraged to have accountability partners with the other women who are taking part in the course as well. And so I'm in a group with 4 other women. And through this group, we talk on Facebook Messenger. We have a private chat. And so whenever each of us need feedback or suggestions, or we just want to chat about our business, we hit up the accountability group, aka the Facebook chat. So I posted in the Facebook chat last week, I was looking for ideas for what I should title this episode, and I gave my ideas. One of the other women, she's also a coach, she did a Google search, and she found out that January 17th is known as Ditch New Year's Resolution Day, which basically means that it's a day when so many people give up their New Year's resolution. In the beginning of the year, everyone is gung-ho, they're so excited, and they have a resolution or more than one resolution that they're working towards or want to work towards. But by January 17th, according to Google and this Ditch New Year's Resolution Day, people abandon their New Year's resolution. And as I said before, most people fail to follow through with their New Year's resolutions by February. And as Google says, it's even by January 17th. And there's a reason behind it. And the reason being is that we are taking an extreme approach to bettering our lives. We are either adding or taking away something cold turkey. For example, you might want to get healthy in the new year. So you set your New Year's resolution to exercise 5 days a week for an hour, or you cut out all junk food in order to eat healthier. These are extreme approaches, and most likely, you fall off the bandwagon in January or February by either not exercising one day because work is so busy and you had a long day, or you are so stressed out that you snack on junk food, and there you go. You've not successfully completed your New Year's resolution or followed through with it. It's why the gyms are usually packed with avid gym goers in January, and by February, less people show up. And we all know that when we fall off the bandwagon 1 or 2 or 3 days, then we've completely fallen off the bandwagon and we feel sorry for ourselves. We might even feel resentful. We might feel shame. We might feel guilt because, oh my goodness, we had all these plans for the new year that it's going to go amazingly. And we might even have a picture in our mind of how it's going to be and how we're going to accomplish everything we desire. But then we fall off the bandwagon and we don't end up accomplishing our New Year's resolutions. And then going back to healthy eating, maybe you did an amazing job sticking to a healthy diet the first week of January, avoiding junk food such as potato chips or sweets, but then you had a stressful day at work and end up grabbing your favorite salty treat. And really, like I said before, it leaves you feeling guilty, shameful, and like you failed. And then you don't end up accomplishing your New Year's resolution. And when this happens, you have so much trouble getting back on the bandwagon, or in this case, eating healthier, because you're like, I've just failed. So you give up. And according to Forbes, nearly 80% of people admit to abandoning their New Year's resolutions every year. As I said before, making a New Year's resolution is taking an extreme approach, and as a result, more often than not, New Year's resolutions don't usually work. Here's what you can do instead. It's what I have found to work best and effectively with my clients and myself. And that is, drumroll please, goal setting. Here's why goal setting is far more effective than making New Year's resolutions. It's because you aren't taking an extreme approach. You aren't adding or taking out something in your life in an extreme way. Goals aren't an all or nothing approach. Goal setting is a gradual approach to getting you to where you want to be in your work and life. I recommend all my clients stick to 1 to 2 goals at a time so they can maintain a focus and not feel like they are all over the place or feel like a failure. When you set a goal, you gradually work on the goal until it becomes a habit or you follow it to completion. It's not something that gets accomplished overnight. In fact, goals take time to accomplish. So let's go back to the exercise example. Say you want to exercise 5 days a week for 1 hour each day. When you set New Year's resolutions, you often try to do that right off the bat. We get excited, may have a successful week or two of following through with this resolution of exercising 5 days a week, but then fall off the bandwagon, so to speak, meaning there's a day you don't accomplish exercising because work or life gets in the way, and then you might have difficulty getting back up or sticking with this resolution. On the other hand, when you set goals, you're more likely to remain successful, and I have seen this with my clients. So I suggest starting off small. So in the case of this exercise example, if you're wanting your goal to be exercising 5 days a week for 1 hour, you can't expect to do that right off the bat. So you have to start off small. You have to build up to 5 days a week for 1 hour each day. So maybe you might start with 2 days a week where you're doing half an hour, and then you're working your way up. When you've consistently done 2 days a week for half an hour for several weeks, then you add another half hour. So you're exercising 2 days a week for 1 hour each day. And then you work your way up to 3 days a week for 1 hour. And then you work your way up to 4 days a week for 1 hour. And then eventually 5 days a week for 1 hour. But you cannot expect for this goal to happen overnight, because it's not going to happen overnight. And you may have some days where work gets in the way. You have a busy day at work, you come home late, or you have a meeting if you're working from home and it ends late, or life gets in the way, your kids, your significant other, just other tasks that you have to do, appointments, and you might fall off a bandwagon 1 or 2 days, but pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get right back into that goal of exercising. And I like to use this example. You can't expect to ride a bike so quickly if you have never used training wheels. So clients start by doing 1 to 2 days of their goal, or they start small and they work their way up. I do that too myself. And it's better to start off small and not do the New Year's resolution all or nothing approach, because that's not going to work. When you start off small and work your way up, you're more likely to accomplish your goal than doing an all or nothing approach with New Year's resolutions. So this new year, instead of setting resolutions, set goals. And you're more likely to accomplish your goals when you set realistic, attainable goals. So I'm going to give you another example of goal setting, but as it relates to work or your job. So say you're feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and longing for a change in your career or job. You can't expect to land a new job overnight. Instead, set goals and action steps. And action steps are small steps within the big goal of landing a better fit job for yourself that will take you to that end result. And action steps can be revamping your resume, seeking support of a career or job coach, looking online for jobs to apply to, and then applying to them, etc. And extra side note, I help women find better fit jobs for themselves. And eventually, by setting goals and taking action, you are more likely to see increased results or successfully accomplish your goal or desired outcome. By simply setting a New Year's resolution and adding or eliminating something in your life, it's not going to work. So this new year in 2023, I highly encourage you to ditch the New Year's resolutions and set goals instead. And if you need more support with goal setting in 2023, I have a free PDF that can help you to do just that. And this PDF is called Goal Setting Made Easy. So grab that PDF, and the link for that PDF will be in the show notes. And once you click the link, you'll be directed to type your name and email. Please do that. But don't worry, everything is kept confidential. Then click to get the free PDF now. It'll direct you to a new page, and then you're going to click download now, and you'll get the PDF right away. Grab it fast, as soon I'll be charging for this amazing resource, but you'll be getting it free for a limited time only. And that's all I got for this week's episode. As we wrap up 2023, thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode coming out on January 11th, 2023. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Love Life Now podcast. I hope you gain insight on steps you can take to find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Let this podcast be a source of education, inspiration, and motivation for you as you take action on creating balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. If you found this episode to be of value to you, please share this with any women you know who are going through similar career or job struggles and might benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you'd like additional support, please reach out to me at mina@lovelifenowcoaching.com. Sending each and every one of you my love. Know that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on any future episodes.